Do you want to go down to a 40-hour week without losing revenue? If you're ready to let go of all the extra hours, the stress, the overwhelm, and the clients who hijack your time, consider my signature program, Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind. In it, we'll get your accounting practice under control. We'll fix your pricing problems. I'll show you ways to price so you stop giving away the farm so you bring in more revenue for the work you're already doing. I'll help you disengage the clients who are good people, but are holding your business back and slowing you down. I'll help you package up your services and design them so they're easy for your clients to understand and choose from, while helping you simplify and standardize what you sell. And we'll focus on making your messaging more interesting and compelling, so you attract more of the kinds of clients you want to work with and break out of the hodgepodge of referrals trap. We get your prices up. We get your workload down. We standardize, we simplify, we streamline. And we do this at a pace that feels doable, where you feel confident in every choice you make. Prices up, workload down. Registration is open now. We start Tuesday, May 7th. Come with us. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to find out more. Hello and welcome to the Business Strategy for CPAs podcast, where I help you work less and make more. My name is Geraldine Carter. Today we are answering the question, should I put prices on my website? There are different schools of thought about putting pricing on your website. Some people will say, don't do it. You want your prospect to call you so you can talk to them about your services and sell them on how great you are. Or they might say, don't do it. Putting prices on your website will pigeonhole you and make you committed to a price that might not be right for you. Or you might be thinking, how can I possibly put prices on my website when I don't know what it's going to cost? If your aim is to work less and make more, I think there are many benefits to putting some, emphasis on some, prices on your website without pigeonholing yourself or committing yourself to something that won't be viable. The first benefit is that buyers can pre-qualify themselves in or out. Most buyers have some sense of what they want to pay, and if there's just way too much daylight between your prices and their expectations, they're just not going to work with you. So being able to give your prospects some sense of what they might spend sets the right expectations and saves you both time and energy in the form of discovery calls and proposals that would have always led to a dead end. Another benefit is that it makes the pricing part of your discovery conversation so much more comfortable for you. You don't have to sit there fretting about the moment that you're going to tell your prospect your prices and give them a jolt of sticker shock by surprising them with prices that might be 10 times higher than they were expecting. You can be less preoccupied with the pricing part of the conversation and instead turn your focus to deeply understanding what they want, what they need, what they're trying to create, what their challenges are, and focus on how you can deliver value to them. And another benefit of putting prices on your website is that you can use high anchor prices to make your regular prices, in air quotes, seem less expensive by comparison. There's a ski shop that I go into in town, and in the doorway, they have a display filled with $500 goggles. Part of the reason they do this is to make the $40 goggles look like a steal, and the $120 goggles look totally reasonable by comparison. That's anchor pricing at work. So what do you do, though, if every client has custom needs, custom wants, and the perceived value of your service is different for everyone? This, of course, makes it challenging to estimate in advance what some of your prices are going to be. So here are three things that you can do on your website. Number one, you can set a flat rate for single meetings. So if a prospect wants advice from you without becoming an ongoing client necessarily, they can buy a single strategy meeting or a consultation session for $295 or $995 or whatever flat rate you choose. A buyer who is fine paying $995 for a meeting with you is different from a buyer who will pay $295 at the most. Having pricing for a single meeting helps the buyer infer what prices are going to be for other services that you offer. Another thing you can do is to set a range and say something like, pricing for fractional CFO services ranges from $64,000 to $94,000 depending on your company. You can use the range to anchor high and then come in at the lower end of the range if you like, which will feel great to your buyer, and it will feel great to you if you set your range in the right place. And a third option you have is to say starting at. Using the phrase starting at allows you to set the floor on the price. So for example, you could say advisory services for real estate investors starts at $1,800 a month and depends on the number of properties you own. What I don't like as much about this option is that it anchors the price low and in the mind of the buyer sets the anchor price at the low end, and it's only going to go up from there, which psychologically is not as good for you. But if you're just starting out, putting some prices on your website, this is a very simple way for you to take the first step getting started. So, three things you can do. Set a flat rate for single meetings, set a range for your services, or say that your services start at. These are three ways to get your prices on your website without committing yourself to a price that won't work for you, and which, when done well, should increase the number of calls you get, improve your conversion rates, and save you and your prospect time and heartache. If you want more great material like this, be sure to head over to my website, shethinksbigcoaching.com, and subscribe to my daily drip of business strategy for CPAs, where you'll get one easily digestible tip a day to help you work less and make more. All right, that's it from me. Have a great week. Hi again. Would you rather spend your weekends outside playing or at your desk? In Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind, we put an end to overworking while maintaining revenue. Registration is open now, but it won't be for long. Go to GeraldineCarter.com now to enroll today.